This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 58 for Monday, September 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Monday, with a chart-based speculative buying a feature as prices continued to correct off nearby lows. Canola up $7 to $12, November up $10.40 at $864.10 per ton. Ideas that losses posted last week were overdone contributed to the gains, with the November contract well above the psychological $850 level. Statistics Canada releases updated production estimates tomorrow, and general expectations are for a downward revision to the already small 14.7 million ton crop forecast in late August. The harvest is underway across the prairies, and early reports point to average yields well below the current forecast. The Chicago soy complex was mixed today, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both mostly lower, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans down 2 cents in the November contract at $12.84 per bushel, but soy oil a bit firmer. The upward revision to production estimates from the USDA on Friday remained a bearish influence to start the week, especially as relatively favorable Midwestern weather conditions have many industry participants anticipating even larger yields in upcoming reports. Crop ratings are expected to have shown some improvement in the latest weekly data as well. Solid export demand on the other side was supportive, with the USDA reporting another 132,000-ton sale to China this morning. Corn also a bit pressured by last week's upwardly revised production estimates from the USDA, the December contract down 4 cents at 5.13 per bushel. Average U.S. corn yields were pegged at 176.3 bushels per acre, with the total crop at just under 15 billion bushels. That'd be the second largest on record. Condition ratings for the U.S. corn crop are also expected to have shown some improvement from last week's 59% good to excellent. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. Minneapolis down a penny in the December contract at 877 per bushel. Kansas City up 3 cents in December at 686 per bushel, and Chicago down 1 cent in December at 687 per bushel. Ample world wheat supplies reported by the USDA on Friday kept some caution in the market as they raised the world wheat carryout for the year by 4 million tons. Good seeding weather for the U.S. winter wheat crop also pressured the values a bit, with the U.S. spring wheat harvest nearing completion. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, September 13th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.